Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. What message about who or how you are is being implied by the self-hate messages? Example, the underlying message in "you are so rigid and judgmental" is that how I am, my feelings and concerns are unacceptable. RL, what you see. Reminder, never record any self-hating messages. I believe we had a caller who couldn't get through yesterday, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Danielle from Chicago.
Hey, Danielle. Good to hear you so clearly. What are you seeing?
Something that's been coming up is this idea or this voice that says, how could there be no mistakes if you're learning a lesson by hurting someone else?
Danielle, would you
yes.
just hold on 1 second? I'm getting text messages that the recording has not started, so I'm going to start the recording just to make sure we get what you're saying, okay? Hang on a second.
Okay, so the voices want you to believe that because someone else is hurt by whatever happens with you, that qualifies that as a mistake.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so can you see what a corner that puts a person in? The voices are desperate to make you wrong. Not just you, everybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're desperate to make you wrong. And that's really the only leg they have to stand on. Yeah, but in order to learn that, someone else was hurt. Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever felt hurt by things that other people went through that possibly resulted in them learning something important for them?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Seems to be the nature of human relationships. We learn at one another's expense, and yet if we look at it that way, how could any of us ever lose?
Yeah, and that's kind of that. Yeah, that's so helpful because, I mean, what I saw, like, one of my like self-hating voices was, "You've ruined your life," and I saw that the underlying message is, once you've made an unskillful choice, you can never grow. And I was like, well, how can I have, like, I realized that I kind of make that about other people too. Like, sometimes if someone makes something towards me that's unskillful, I kind of see them like as this fixed bad person. So it's like,
that's right.
If I can't,
that's it.
Yeah. So,
That's it. And so as you say it out loud, as we hear it, we realize, well, that's utter nonsense, because we all get talked into, right, by the very same system that's beating us up. We get talked into what we realize were rough places, right? And then we go through them and we realize, ooh, that's a rough place. And so what you're pointing at is so important. If I realize that all this stuff that I've participated in throughout my life has benefited me in the fact that it's all part of my waking up and ending suffering, I'm a completely different person. I'm going to recognize that as something that's happening with everybody else. And that's the source of compassion.
Yeah. It's very helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, and Danielle, not to put you on the spot, but what are you, like 24 now?
I'm turning 24 this year, yeah.
So that'll leave you at 23. Your life, you would have decades before there would even be a possibility that you could ruin your life in some irrevocable way. It's never going to happen, but even if ego gives it everything it's got, it's decades in your future. So you can just put paid to that one right now. Okay? There is nothing you can do that's going to ruin your life at this juncture.
Okay,
Okay.
thank you so
All right,
much.
you're welcome. All right, take care of yourself.
Gosh,
Thanks,
thank
Danielle.
you so much.
Gotcha.
You know, Sherry, the thing that drops in around that is how much we are in service to each other in that
Oh,
way,
gosh, yeah. Yeah.
right? That
Oh, yeah.
we are in each other's lives for that very purpose, that collisions or interfaces are our best opportunity to move from that identification with self-hate to what we truly are. And the other thing that I don't know, I think we've been looking at in some ways is that intrinsic purity is never, never hurt. The
Say
quality
that the
that
first part of that sentence, Ashwini. What is never hurt?
intrinsic purity,
Intrinsic purity. Oh, yes. Okay, yeah.
right? That's why it's intrinsic purity that
That's
what we authentically
right.
are, no matter what happens at the level of personality or ego, doesn't actually affect authenticity.
That's right.
And
That's exactly
so
right.
we have a way in which we can interact and work out what we need to work out and learn and through encounter and bruises and transcendence, because that principle never changes. And if we identify with
That's right.
that, then it's just a game. It's what we've been talking about. I think we talked about in the radio show last night, which is it's a game of
Yeah.
discovery.
Yes. Discovering intrinsic purity.
Discovering that our intrinsic purity was never actually bruised by the encounter, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not to go off into too much of a detour because I won't I actually don't know what I'm talking about here, but I know you do. The thing that's posted in the dining hall at the monastery,
Yes.
and there's a line in it about that takes us to a place of the person who makes you feel good in your ego is actually not your friend. It's the person who pushes you up against that ego identification and enables you to move through it. That poor person who wrote that would be horrified, I'm sure, by that
Well, it's a
interpretation, but that's the gist, right?
Yes, it's a beautiful interpretation, by the way, Sherry, and a very clear one. The way of transformation. And that's the only way we can get into touch with that which cannot be annihilated.
Yes. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. All
All
right.
right, here's
Thank
our
you.
next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce
Oh.
yourself?
Good morning. Hi, Ashwini. Hi, Sherry. It's Todd calling from Kelowna, British Columbia.
Well, good morning,
Todd.
Todd. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing daffodils and crocuses sprouting up everywhere.
Ooh.
Spring has
Spring is a
sprung.
nice thing. Yep,
You
yep,
know,
yep, yep. Here too.
they
Gorgeous.
didn't get the yeah, it's gorgeous. They didn't get the COVID-19 memo to shut down.
No, that's exact. Well, and they are. We could call them consolations, right? As everyone's going through what we're going through, those of us fortunate enough to be able to stay home, those are just such obvious gifts of intrinsic purity.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's beautifully stated. And the garden's starting to come back, a lot of the perennials, and I'm doing a lot of seedlings and transplanting into the main garden. So that's very fun to see life express itself from these little seeds that just it's amazing to see a tiny little seed grow into a giant plant. That process alone is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
So, well, go
and
ahead.
with what's going on right now, that's the kind of thing we tend to lose sight of in our urgent, hysterical rush to get somewhere and be something. And so maybe that's another of the great gifts of a time like this is that we do turn our attention to those simple things that get left behind in our mad rush.
Thank you for that. For this month's focus control, one of the primary areas I've seen, and it's so fascinating to hear Sangha express their different areas of karma, and you've often expressed this, and I never saw it more clearly, is that some Sangha members can really go there. I go, yeah, that's my experience, that's my karma, and others I go, No, I don't care what other people think about me. I don't have that karma, which is really interesting to see. You know?
Uh-huh. Yes.
That karmically.
And Todd.
Yes.
That's where we say ego will come after you with the thing you care about. It's not universally an issue, right? But it is with you. It is with me. So that's where it's going to come after us.
Yeah. And it comes after me with, I'll hear the still small voice, or there'll be an impulse from life. And then ego comes in. Is that me?
I don't know what that was, Todd, but we got
okay.
You.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So I'll have this impulse from life, and I'll be moved to do something, or just, you know, tend to something or care for something. And then right after it, just that heartbeat will be, I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Right.
You know? It happens so much, and it's the same, you know, the content shifts all the time, but that process of life or ego not wanting to do anything to control me is so pervasive.
Yeah. And what it reminds me of is a lot of the conversations we have with parents about kids.
Yes.
Because kids learn so quickly that language. I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Well, I don't care.
You know? Right.
That is not a motivating issue for me. I don't care if you don't want to and don't feel like it. This is what we're doing. Come on.
Exactly.
It's fun.
And what I love about all the structures of practice and participating in as many practice opportunities is I get to see that and irregardless of, because the beliefs and assumptions is how I feel dictates what I do.
But
I have so much practice structure that I just show up for the radio show, I do cue practice, I show up for effective listening buddies, I show up for virtual meditation. It doesn't matter, just continuously go against I don't want to, I don't feel like it, and prove to myself that I do want to and I do feel like it because life likes to participate.
Yes, and that you're happier as a result. Because we all know
over the moon happy
places of sitting on the couch with ego as it doesn't want to and doesn't feel like it is not a happy way to live.
Oh, it's hell, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Suffering.
Decades of that to prove it. Yeah. So thank you so much. Thank you to you and Ashwini. Oh, just quickly, and it was talked about last night on Open Air, but I just wanted to thank you and Sangha and Ashwini and everyone for that most recent workshop, Sherry, on dropping the past. Thank you for that.
Uh-huh.
That was huge. It was huge.
You're welcome.
It was just
good.
And I've been making recordings, and I've been just kind of reviewing that workshop, the experience of it, and the recordings I made during the workshop. And I just found it so supportive and helpful of 2020, the year of dropping the past. So thank you for that.
Yes. Well, and Todd, you know, you just made reference to kind of decades of falling for the being on the couch
with
ego as it goes through its I don't want to, I don't feel like it.
Uh-huh.
And that is such a a good realizing every conversation that ego tries to come up with about the past. This goes back to Danielle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you did that and you that and how could that not? Oh, I'm sorry, that's in the past, and we don't talk about the past. We don't think about it. We don't look at it. We don't indulge it. So we just need to move on to now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Appreciate
it. Thank you, Sherry. Thanks, Ashwini. Thanks, all of Sangha.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ashwini, are you talking along? Because if you are not talking to us.
Hello?
Jeez.
Sherry?
Yeah, there you are. Yes.
Okay.
Still have Todd, but we didn't have you.
Well, I was just saying that what I heard in that conversation was the thing I love most about practice, which is training. The training to go beyond that control is really essentially what we're doing in practice in every moment.
Yes. Yeah. Every moment.
Yeah.
Every moment. And a la the way of transformation and the conversation with Todd, it's just a happier way to live. Mm-hmm. Training yes. in every moment is participating with life, saying yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Well, I guess I'll
just
move on.
Just when we think technology is our friend.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Dan from Los Angeles.
Hello, Dan.
Hey.
What are you seeing?
So a little bit of the content, it was getting into power struggles with my kid, a toddler, and...
oh, it's an ugly thing, isn't it? Two toddlers. One in a little body and one
And so just a little content, because it was a practice victory, a practice success. We were learning to brush teeth, and she was sucking on the on the toothpaste and swallowing it. And so, I mean, cause I remember
of course.
Especially with this kid. And, you know, I was like, oh, you know, don't suck on the toothbrush. And there's just, she then, as soon as she knows that I'm kind of like angling for a different behavior, she does it and looks at me and smiles, you know, and it's just this little evil glee. I mean, not evil, but little glee. And boom, right into the identification. So it's, and this was the duality is, it's my way or her way, and this is totally from childhood, my childhood. One of us is going to get our way, and the other one's going to be squashed. And
I'm
so, oh,
she is, so.
Yeah. Well, I felt the identification. Yay, practice. And I could feel the, you know, just the suffering. Okay. And the, speaking of training, okay, I'm in a duality. What's possible if I step outside? And what immediately, choking up a little bit, what dropped in was, oh, how about I explained to her why I don't want her to suck on it because she could get sick if she swallowed the medicine. And how about we do a little bit of brush with no suck, and then we'll clean it off, and I can give you the brush, and you can suck on it when it's clean. And she just gave me this gleeful, you know, this radiant smile, and then, you know, we
yeah. Yeah, Dad, where are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Dad?
What was that in? We're cooperating. We're not competing. And so looking at the underlying message, it was, so this whole control thing, I had to do whatever my parent wanted. So I had to, and the way that gets framed is I had to let myself be exploited. They were going to use me to feel better. So I had to do what they wanted. It was one side of the duality. And then on the other side was, then I would hate and beat up and get angry. There would be a self-beating for letting myself be used. So I have to be used. I have to let myself be used.
Well,
and then.
And, you, of course, you had to hate them. And, of course, you had to plot your revenge, right? Because one day you were going to be big enough to be sneaky. we can see the dualities just with kids, just splitting off. So, yeah. And to move to that place with her of really supporting her and assisting her and being in this together with her so that you both feel good.
Yeah.
What a
yeah.
difference. Yeah.
Yeah, because in that identity, it's either or. One of us is going to get what they want, and the other one's not.
Oh, it's awful.
Period.
Well, except nobody gets what they want.
Yeah, oh, good point.
Right? That's
that
the
I
line
is
because
definitely ego.
The ego is, but, you know, she goes off to bed, and you spend the evening feeling like a complete jerk, an ogre, a beast, like your parents.
Right. I did what they did.
That's exact. I'm just like them. Okay. She's going to feel about me the way I. Yeah. No. And so there really is only one choice in this, and as you're pointing out, and that's to drop ego and get present and follow the guidance.
Yeah, because when you're not identified, it's not a battle. It's okay. She swallowed a little fluoride. It's not the end of the world.
Oh, exactly. She's a kid. Right. They make toothpaste. They make kids' toothpaste taste really good. What do you do with stuff that tastes really good? You swallow it.
Yeah.
Right?
And just the fun of sucking on it. But the message, to the actual assignment, the underlying message, I was trying to see what's the self-hating message under it, in that I either have to be exploited or exploit, is you don't matter. That was what I learned.
I wouldn't go there. The underlying message is actually that you have to do what ego tells you to do.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Not
I have to let myself be.
We really get in the weeds if we start going down. You know, what did I learn from my parents and how did? So the underlying message is probably the real underlying message is actually you're a jerk. You're a bully.
Oh, to me. Okay.
Yeah.
When I do act out, when I am the one who's controlling,
that
I'm the bully.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're just like your parents. Yeah. Those are the kinds of messages, not, again, we can really get off into our head with the ego if we start analyzing what happened to me and how that now and you know, it's much more straightforward and simple than that. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
All right. That was great. Right. Practice success. We love those.
Yeah. Thank you. Gosh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan. It's amazing what love does, right, Sherry?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those little people.
Yeah.
They'll make us go beyond ourselves.
Yes. And the invitation to a different approach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's play. Let's be delighted by. Let's flout. Let's explore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, tell me. It's such a wonderful way for us to be. Tell me, inform me, let me learn, let me find out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of getting into that ego.
And let me feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Let me feel good about it. Yes. Yes, that we learn without punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi. Sorry. good morning, Ashwini, and good morning, Sherry. This is Nancy from Bellingham, Washington.
Well, hello, Nancy. What are you seeing?
Well, I've been looking at this issue for a couple of weeks, I guess, and I'm seeing how self-hating voices just want to convince me that if I don't meet certain standards or if I don't get the reaction from people that it wants, that it may as well give up. You know, it's just...
Sit on the couch.
Yeah, it's just... wants to convince me that what it's saying is true and goes back, of course, over past history, and then puts me in a duality. And I can see that if I stay in that place, I probably should give up because I will never accomplish anything from that place. Or if I do, it's going to be out of resentment and bad feelings, disappointment. So...
Suffering.
And what I'm looking at is that instead I want to, you know, I've been doing some recordings around it, and I want to look at what is true. And from that place, I can see that every possibility opens up to me, and it feels so freeing to be able to do just what's now, you know, what's on my list, without that controlling, self-hating voice. So that's kind of what I am practicing with, and just really seeing the difference between the two places.
Yes, because one is focused on outcome.
Right.
It's and what you're saying, a la the workshop on Saturday, is that the voices use an imaginary past to project into an imaginary future and then tell you that it's only in having an outcome in that imaginary future that is going to give you the life that you want.
Right.
And, of course, we can see in that that, no, you don't have it now, you didn't have it then, and you're not going to have it in the future, right? Because the whole thing is set up to take you out of the only place you're ever going to have the life you want, which is now.
Yes. Yes. And working from that place or being in that place and working is a true gift. I mean, it just feels so.
Yes.
And I get so much accomplished when I'm not identified with that control. It really is a controlling voice.
Yes.
You know, a real.
Yes. Yes.
Wanting to put me in a place that I'm so familiar with, but and I don't want to go back there. I want to stay in the other.
That's exactly right. And you know, Nancy, it's kind of a slippery slope when you talk about accomplishment.
Yes.
That's one of the places that it can get us because, okay, well, now there's another standard. And so now it can have a conversation with you about, well, did you accomplish as much as you, and then what did you get from all of that you accomplished? So just to where we're really going is, doing what we do for the love of doing it, because doing it is the way we are present with everything our heart desires. Whatever it is that we're engaged in, it's the participation with life. It's the presence that's the joy, not anything that voice says is going to come out of it.
Yes. No, I do see that. I really do. It's because there have been days that I don't feel like doing anything, and I just kind of lay on the couch. Well, I don't lay on the couch anymore, but I lay in the bed. So. And it that has to be okay too. Absolutely. I love that you reminded me of that because that is absolutely true. Yes.
Mhm. All we're learning to do is go with life's guidance and get out of the conversation. So you know that conversation really well. As soon as it gets five words into it, you say, oh, we're not having that. We don't do that anymore. No. That would be the past. No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch it. Yeah, it's very exciting to see what it does when you just cut it off at the pass. Well, what's it gonna do now? And you'll be there watching.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nancy. It's just so important, right, Cherry, to recognize all of the steps in the process. First of all, we don't know we're identified, so we then have to work out what identification feels like around a specific content or a particular process. And once we become aware of it, we don't indulge it anymore. And when we don't indulge it anymore, we get we move to that identification of what we are as what's watching it, and then learn how to live in that experience, which we have to actually adjust to giving us the experience that's promised by ego but never delivers.
Yeah. Oh. And when people refer to, you know, how long we watch that, you know, that, oh, well, if you do this, then you're going to get that. And it never happens. Never happens.
Yeah.
At a certain point, we just say, okay, I've learned my lesson.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cherry, that brings us to the end of the show and our assignment for today. The self-hating message is that as we are, we're not enough. Enough for what? What does that mean? If you were enough, then what? Assignment, what does self-hate say you're missing? RL, what you see.
All right. Well, here we go. Thank you, Ashwini.
Take care, Sherry. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.